You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Maestro Michael Morgan has been leading the Oakland Symphony since 1990. He's known for being a little bit unorthodox, putting together programs that go beyond standard fare and commissioning new work from living composers like Victor Noriega and Oakland local Kev Choice. This year, Michael's celebrating not only his 28th season leading the symphony, but also his 60th birthday. He spoke with KALW's Jen Chien to share some reflections on his tenure as conductor and music director.
I understand that you decided pretty early on in life that you wanted to be a conductor. And I think most kids kind of go for the exciting musician part. I'm wondering what drew you to the idea of conducting?
I always think it was a visual thing. I was 8 at the time and asked some older cousins what exactly it was that the conductor did for an orchestra. And they said the conductor gives the orchestra the beat. And I thought that was really easy, so let's do that.
Now you're the head of a symphony orchestra that spends about a third of its budget every year on education, music education, and school programming. What do you find personally rewarding about working with students?
Well, in addition to the programs being a feeder for the youth orchestra, but also they're feeder for the audience of the symphony. And then in the broader sense, the more you can expose young people to the arts generally, you wind up with better citizens, and then as a result of better, more creative citizens gives you a better community at the end of the day. And so actually, everything is all about building community. And so, yes, it's great if some people go into music and want to go into music for a living, that's wonderful. But what you're trying to do fundamentally is to make the community better.
You have spoken in the past about how you see the Oakland Symphony as a reflection of the Oakland community and how that's important for you to see the same people in the audience, in the orchestra. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, it should be important, I think, for any orchestra. Actually, up until you get to, when you get to the very top of the field, the San Francisco Symphonies, et cetera, where you're at the very pinnacle of the professional field, it's obviously, because it's such a rarefied air, you're going to be less representative of the people right around you. But I think for anything less than those, you know, world-traveling, world-famous orchestras, an orchestra really has to reflect its community, frankly, or what good is it? It's really about bringing the people together across various artificial lines, whether they are socioeconomic or racial or religious. You can unify a community around a symphony orchestra because of the variety of things that we play. So you use, I just happen to be in the symphony orchestra business. I think this is what everyone should be doing in whatever their job is. You look around and you see what can you do to make the community right around you better.
So you've become known over time as a maverick conductor and leader of an orchestra, in that you bring in all types of music, not just the classical canon and also not just contemporary classical, but jazz and Afro-Cuban and pop music. And just this season, you're going to be doing a concert of Prince and Leonard Cohen songs, a concert of music that's curated by the comedian W. Kamau Bell, and also a premiere of a work by the eclectic Oakland jazz pianist Kev Choice. So can you tell me about being that guy in the symphony world? Do you think of yourself as a maverick?
I would say that it has been interesting figuring out with the musicians, how do you keep an orchestra interesting in an area where there are, in fact, so many orchestras? There are so many orchestras in the Bay Area.
Sort of every municipality almost has its own.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting an orchestra. And what's actually interesting is finding our niche, our place in the repertoire, our function for audiences. That's been gratifying, the way from the organization and the audience, the way everyone has come along on the experiment is great.
at the risk of putting you into bad memory zone, I'm just wondering what kind of pushback you got.
I sometimes emphasize the non-classical, but I'm doing that because it's reflective of my community. So that takes some convincing sometimes. But even some of the most loyal people in the audience had to get used to the idea that there's almost on every concert there's a living composer. I think the bookends don't have living composers this year, but everything in the middle, there's a living composer usually present in the building when we do the show. So that takes some getting used to if you're a really traditional concert goer.
I was at a point in my life waiting for things to get better. And then I met my Arietta.
Did any of those people fall away, or do you feel like you were able to
bring
them along?
They come along. Once you get past, I mean, it's true in things generally in life. Once you've gotten people past the notion that everything is for you. Sometimes something that happens on a concert is not for you. It's for someone else that's in the room. And once you get the idea that if you're going to have a diverse audience and your audience is going to reflect your community, everything is not for everybody. Everybody does not have to like everything. And that's the rule there. If you do not have to like everything that we play. The only person that does is me. And if I'm not conducting, even I don't have to like everything that we play. So that's important in terms of people getting an understanding of other people's tastes, and again of the notion of building a community, which is a diverse entity.
To me, that just sounds like a lesson for America. So
that's
thank
a lesson
you for
in
that.
In all things, everything is not for you.
I'm just wondering, when you look back on your career, and thinking about that young Michael Morgan, who was like, what does the conductor do? What is that about? What do you think of your career now from that perspective? Do you think it's what the young Michael Morgan would have expected?
Oh, no. I think when you go into conducting, everybody goes in with the same notion that they're somehow going to be the next, Herbert von Karajan and run the Berlin Philharmonic or something. For me, that's not the most interesting career path to pursue. This notion of serving, of really being of service to both music and the community that it lives in, was just much more interesting to me